What's really good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Heat Check Radio on the WBM Pro Radio Network. My name is Manny Moe, the host, every single week here with my best friends in the whole wide universe, every single week on WBM Pro Radio. Shout out to everybody tuned in to the Heat Check every single week, man. Shout out to everybody who has submitted. Welcome back. Also, big shout out to my brother KB behind the boards. Shout out to my guy. He's setting up his mic right now, so he can't shit talk just yet. So I'm taking advantage of the moment. But he is the owner and proprietor of this lovely studio that we report out of every week. Of course, Black Marigold Pro Studios, the best studio in all of Austin, Texas.
Damn right.
Oh, cap.
Damn right.
He said, damn right. Yeah, man. You already know. All your audio, visual recording needs, make sure to hit up Black Marigold
Pro. No, blackmarigold.com.
There you go. We got it now. Blackmarigold.com for all your needs. My man has got you taken care of. He's been in the game over 15 years, worked with multiple celebrities, including... but not limited to
Shaq Lizzy, bro. He's stupid.
Shout out to my brother KB, always holding it down, man. Also, man, shout out to our DJ. Shout out to DJ Yup, that's her.
Yeah.
What's good, girl? How you doing?
I'm doing real good tonight.
We got the training wheels off tonight. Confucius is nowhere to be found.
I know, so I'm out here 1D, but I'm gonna make him proud.
That's what's up. I think you might be ready.
I'm ready.
You've been here for a couple weeks, and you've been doing a good job. So shout out to our DJ, Yup, that's her, on the ones and twos tonight. Also, shout out to my lovely co-host, Brianna.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? What's going on?
The real Bree.
Hey, y'all already know.
You're consistent, and I love that about you.
I appreciate it.
Also, we showed up matching today. I don't know why.
Burgundy on. I see.
Everybody else missed the memo tonight.
Nah, we get it. We ain't get it.
We're like a tiny little gang up in this bitch.
Got this.
Shout out to Brianna. Also, shout out to our special guest in the building tonight. ATX Phenon, MC, event promoter, Swisher Sweets associate, affiliated.
Yeah.
My man, Jay Soldier.
All that. What's going on, man? How y'all living? I appreciate y'all for having me.
Absolutely, bro. We appreciate you coming through, man. It's definitely it's all love, man. I see you doing your thing out here in Austin, really heavy and really big, putting on for a lot of the local artists and doing big things in a major way out here. Glad to have you through, man, honestly. Yeah.
Thank y'all, man. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, excited to chop it up with you a little bit more and talk about this scene and how you're packing out these shows, man. how you're doing this thing out here. It's crazy.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it. Let's get into it.
Absolutely, man. But before we do that, we're going to go ahead and jump into some independent music. Of course, we are the Heat Check, so we do rate all of our submissions on a weekly basis here, a very stringent rating process, 1 to 5 flame emojis, completely arbitrary, however the fuck you feel about that song. Let that person know. Constructive criticism, right?
Yeah, for sure. No halves, though. No 3.5s, 2.5s.
No half
straight
emojis.
Ones that's through right. Fives.
Yeah, that's right. 1 through 5. Make sure them flame emojis count. So we're going to start getting into this joint with a Heat Check vet. Shout out to our guy, Vicious Tarantino.
That's my dog.
Yeah, man. Did he record this here?
Not the Fendi joint.
No.
Nah.
You seem a little hurt about that.
Nah. I work with him with it, but he ain't recorded here though. The shit is tight though.
That's what's up, man. Either way, we got some heat coming from.
Let me go ahead and rate that joint right quick. Like,
a pre-rating. I don't think we've ever had that on the show before. This is my man Vicious Tarantino with Fendi on the Heat Check. Yep, that's her. Hit me.
My pants, I Gucci my bag, my shoes is Fendi. I get to the bag, I'm counting this cash, I'm losing my 20s. Them bitches is mad, I get to the bag, I know you offended. But this how I feel when you winning. Design, I'm covered in Fendi. I Gucci my pants, I Gucci my bag, my shoes is Fendi. I get to the bag, I'm counting this cash, I'm losing my 20s. Them bitches is mad, I get to the bag, I know you offended. But this how I feel when you winning. Designed my whole shit. Caught some Cubans and blinded my whole wrist. Got a mule of the diamonds, a cooler, 1,000 a shoe. I designed my old bitch. Shit, thumbing through it, know I got it on me. Couple thousand in pocket on me. Couple homeboy plotted on me, so I gotta keep a couple rockets on me. I'm the nigga that they talking about. Hit your baby mama for the drop it out. Got a running errands that my secretary bring an all-star from the Waffle House. Photogenic, I'm a motion picture. Better show intentions, you approach a nigga. Cause I'm post-traumatic and I'm so dramatic. I'm an introvert, I'm not a social nigga. Bad bitches in a fast engine and I'm drastic.
even when I pass through. Got a bag with me and a sad 50, that's a cash bitten. Do the math, fool. Swag dripping and I'm cash gripping. You could add Britain, I'm acting brand new. But the Jag's in it. When her ass in it, she gon' bust it over like a cash shoot. And I'm Fendi. I Gucci my pants, I Gucci my bag, my shoes is Fendi. I get to the bag, I'm counting this cash, I'm losing my 20s. Them bitches is mad, I get to the bag, I know you offended. But this how I feel when you winning. Designer, I'm covered in Fendi. I Gucci my pants, I Gucci my bag, my shoes is Fendi. I get to the bag, I'm counting this cash, I'm losing my 20s. Them bitches is mad, I get to the bag, I know you offended. But this how I feel when you winning. Design, I'm covered in bank statements at the bank way. Shit, I'm coolin', flirtin' with the bank lady. That Discover card got 100 large. Try and cool it down, but I can't lay. If I want it, I'm a cop, a nigga. Price tags can't stop a nigga. Lil' shooter with me, John Stockton, nigga. You a loser kid to try and rob a nigga. Bad bitches on my timeline. Couple bad bitches on my timeline. Couple mad bitches on that kissing on that bitch and on wind down. Can't even see the time flying with these diamonds fucking up the time piece. That's 150 shit, I'm buying mine. I can bitch a bitch and try and sign lease. Plenty labels wanna sign me. Used to get it, bitches, now they find me. You ain't got your own, I'm talking house and home, and you can move around, get from around me. Hit the club, it's a motion picture. All these cameras get the flash around me. And the crushed ice and the Cuban links got the better bitches that around me. And I'm Fendi. I Gucci my pants, I Gucci my bag, my shoes is Fendi. I get to the bag, I'm counting this cash, I'm losing my 20s. Them bitches is mad, I get to the bag, I know you offended. But this how I feel when you winning. Designer, I'm covered in Fendi. I Gucci my pants, I Gucci my bag, my shoes is Fendi. I get to the bag, I'm counting this cash, I'm losing my 20s. Them bitches is mad, I get to the bag, I know you offended. But this how I feel when you winning. Designer, I'm covered in Fendi.
Heat Check Radio, that was Vicious Tarantino.
Yeah.
With that new joint, that Fendi. Yeah, shout out to my man Vicious Tarantino, Heat Check veteran. Also has performed at a couple of our showcases, right?
Yeah, all of them except for the last Summer Jam.
Okay, okay, man. Our showcases, you know what I'm saying? We've been putting on the best talent out here. We can't even front on that, man. We got some good people out here.
We get them from all over the U.S., though. So it's not even a local thing. It's like we got people coming in from Boston and Cali and Connecticut, and this chick drove down from Washington State last Summer Jam.
I remember that. She got a flat on the way.
Yeah, no bullshit.
That was nuts. She still made it out. But before we jump into that, man, let's go ahead and rate that joint. That is what we are here for, after all. So again, that was Vicious Tarantino with Fendi. I'm gonna go first and throw that joint up 4. Okay. That was, I think that's hot, man.
She was tight.
I like Vicious Tarantino, man. He goes hard, bro. Yeah. He goes hard, and it definitely shows through on those verses, man. So I'm gonna go ahead and give it a 4. Flame emojis. Yep, that's her.
Yeah.
She's ready. I like that.
Yeah, I am ready. I really like that song. I'm going to give it a 4 as well. The beat was good. It was catchy. And I already see the video in my mind.
Yeah. Where's the video at?
Probably it ain't been shot yet. You better be at the Fendi store.
I'll be shooting it soon.
Fendi.
That'd be live as hell, bro.
That's actually what we're going to be doing.
Already. Jay Soldier, what you thinking on that, man?
You got to turn the mic on.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, flip it all the way to the right. You got to keep flipping. There we go.
A
minute? Yeah, all right, bet. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, I gave it a 3. I think it's a real dope radio record. You know what I'm saying? I like the production is very consistent throughout the track. You know what I mean? He definitely delivered on a joint, so you know what I'm saying. I gave it a 3 for overall. As far as like for the radio, I get that joint a 4 for sure. Strong radio record for sure.
Already, I feel that. What you think of Brianna?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to give it a 4 too. I mean, y'all saw me bobbing my head over here, like I was really feeling that song. I mean, I tell y'all if I don't like it, but no, I was definitely feeling that song though. It's definitely for the radio.
The crowd was feeling it tonight. KB,
hey,
go ahead and rip him a new one, bro. I know you don't like this joint,
man. That nigga, man. That nigga was supposed to be at Scratch House with us on Tuesday, Brianna. That nigga ain't even show up.
Oh yeah,
that nigga ain't even record that shit here. I'm mad.
Hey, but the Scratch betrayal. House on Tuesday was live, though.
The betrayal.
That nigga worked 2 jobs. He don't answer my calls no more. Nah, man. Fuck that shit, dog. I get that shit a 5. That's my nigga, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah?
Yeah. But my shit is biased, though, because I can't I can't rate that shit because that's my nigga.
You are extremely biased when it comes to Vicious.
That's my boy. But that song is tight, though. I would definitely give it a 5 even if I ain't know that nigga. Yeah, I kind of like that song.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Vicious Tarantino, man. Make sure to keep submitting. That's if y'all want to look him up, that's Vicious with a Z. Vicious Tarantino.
Tarantino.
Yeah, with a T-R-A.
T-E-R-R.
There you go. Yeah. That's what it is.
I kept getting that shit wrong. You know how many flyers I had to redo for that nigga?
Lord, man.
Man, you spelled my name wrong, cuz.
He
like,
does not
it.
Make it easy for
I'm
us.
I'm just going to copy and paste. Just send it to me. I got you.
On the show flyers, man. But speaking of shows, anybody who wants to pull up to our South by Southwest unofficial festivities.
Unofficial.
That's right. Unofficial. This South by Southwest, that's March 15th and 16th.
Yep. 15th and the 16th. The 16th, we got the Unapologetic Model Walk on the inside. We got 22 artists, but I know 3 artists ain't going to show up because niggas always like, don't show up, but we already got them deposits, so don't worry about it. We got like 22 artists that are supposed to perform on that Saturday, the outdoor big stage. It's a huge location. Friday, we got 18 people performing, including Shirt Off Fee. I had to beg that nigga on Tuesday. I was like, bro, can you please perform? Because we need you to start this bitch off so everybody can have the energy.
I just wanted,
I had got Robot to perform the last time. I just wanted them to start with the energy. Because, you know, nobody want to start first.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to have them start first. And then we will have everybody else just, like, turn up after that. So, yeah.
Those guys put on a great show.
Yeah, no bullshit. Yeah, Rihanna seen him. Was that your first time seeing him?
It really was.
Yo, that nigga turned up. Everybody just started going ham in that shit. And then the dude who rapped after that shit, everybody just started simmering down. Everybody started simmering down.
You can't go out.
We was like, come on, bro.
I pity the man that has to follow a shirt off.
Everybody walked to the bar and shit and walked outside. We left.
Shoes to fill right there.
Yeah, man. So right now, the pre-order tickets online for $5. You go to blackmarigold.com/South by Southwest, or you can just search WBM Pro Radio on Facebook, and the event should pop up. And yeah, man, shit's gonna be live.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Speaking of South by Southwest, a couple of official South by Southwest artists in the building tonight. Not only myself with the Dojo, who will be performing Friday at South by.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be on Friday with the team.
Yeah, but also Jay Soldier. And also
you're
going to
be DJing too?
South by South. I am going to be DJing, but more importantly, Jay Soldier is an official South by Southwest artist.
Yeah, definitely in the building, for sure.
Is this your first year being official?
No, I was actually an official artist back in 2016. So yeah. This is, you know, I took a slight break and got into hosting events, South by Southwest 17, and just kind of, yeah, like I said, just took a break from that and started diving into different endeavors, and, you know, now we back at it again, this time going around, you know, spending a lot of time on my artistry, so we treating this South by Southwest opportunity like a big milestone for the revamp of my career. So that's a good look.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And it seems honestly like you've had a really big start to 2019, but also, you know, a really big end of the year last year, you know, with the Smokeout series. You guys just wrapped up your third one, correct?
Third one. 4 shows total altogether under the Smokeout series. We have one Smokeout event, a spinoff called Smoke and Chill, which is catered to the neo soul and R&B market.
Okay.
And we've done one of those as well. So 3 smoke out hip hop shows and 1 R&B show under that series.
That's dope. Mm. And what do you accredit the success of that smoke out series to?
The marketing, you know. My background is in, you know, internet marketing and you know, graphic design. And especially with me being an independent artist, you know, finding clever ways to tap into finding who would be interested in my content made me really understand what was necessary to really, I guess, feed the market here in Austin. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on top of that, you know, really knowing my the value of my clientele and the people who come and get involved with the Smokeout, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really market to an audience, I market to artists. And, you know, with me being an artist first, I kind of know how to speak the language of other rappers to, you know, and amplify their grind and get them influenced to get enthused about what we do with the Smoke Out. So, you know, a lot of it is the marketing. A lot of it is, you know, having that commonality with a lot of rappers and understanding what they would like at this stage in their careers, because, you know, I can relate, you know, and I've been at the stage that they're at too. So, you know, just giving direct, authentic information and authentic business and the marketing and all of that shit ties into it.
Yeah,
so
yeah, absolutely. That's dope. Yeah, well, definitely excited to talk to you a little bit more about that, man. We're gonna jump into some more music right now. Actually, we're gonna throw on some J Soldier right now.
Yeah, man.
So this first joint we got right here is called In My Bag. And this is this off the Ill Season project?
This is on Ill Season. Yeah, shout out to Mira Ty. She is on the hook, and this record is produced by the homie Daily on this track, and you know, this. It's my shit. So, yeah, man, I'm excited about letting y'all check this record out for sure.
There we go, man. This is J Soldier with In My Bag on the Heat Check.
I'm in my bag. Yeah. Back up on me, bitch. I'm in my soldier. Yeah. Back up on me, bitch. I'm in my bag. I'm in my bag, yeah. Ooh. I can't do no wrong, yeah. I'm in my bag, yeah, yeah. Bitch, I'm in my bag, yeah. I'm in my bag, yeah, look. And I can't do no wrong, yeah. I'm in my bag, yeah, look. And I wish you nigga would, yeah. I wish you would try and lie and say that I ain't in my bag, yeah. I'm in my bag, yeah. Back up off me, bitch, I'm in my bag. Yeah, I've been in my lane, I'm moving fast. You dig, bitch, I've been counting up, I'm good at math. Hey, 20s, 50s, 100s, I'ma stack, you bitch. Look, time is ticking, nigga, on the mission. I hear paper flipping, lives is tripping. Niggas on the block just trying to feed their children. Blood and cousins crippin', I keep getting it, trying to run them digits. Hustle shit ain't easy on my grizzly like I fuck with Memphis. Holla, I stand out just like the third dimension. Yeah, you can see that we about this business. Pussy boys got ovaries, you lie, you say you over me. Trying to take it overseas, I came on top of money. I'm in my bag, yeah, I'm in my bag, yeah, look, and I can't do no wrong, yeah, I'm in my bag, yeah, look, and I wish you nigga would, yeah, I wish you would try and lie and say that I ain't in my bag, yeah, I'm in my bag, yeah, I'm in my bag, yeah.
Back in my bag again. We working this daily, no calling like Kaepernick. You niggas is capping quick. Talk like you snapping, but really be like a shit. Ay, I don't do none of that. I need the bag if you want me to fuck with that. All the haters gon' come with that. I'm focused on love, I'ma take it and run with that. If I'm off on the stage, then I got the fans in the place, and they all doing jumping jacks. If I keep showing face, then I need a rate for each spot in each place that I'm popping at. Money, I got it locked, and they fuck with that. I got the black doing double dutch. I take my chances and double up. Triple up, forward up, five and up. Yeah. Got my family in my city on my back. Yeah. I'm about to put us on the map.
On the map.
Niggas got their hand out like it's that.
Like it's that.
But bitch, I'm in my
bitch, I'm in my bag.
Yeah, I'm in my bag. Yeah, look, and I can't do no wrong. Yeah, I'm in my bag. Yeah, look, and I wish you nigga would. Yeah, I wish you would. Try and lie and say that I ain't in my bag. Yeah, I'm in my bag, yeah. I'm in my bag, yeah.
I'm in my bag.
The green pill.
And that was J Soldier with In My Bag.
Hey.
That was a pretty dope track. I was really feeling that. Look, you know what? I'm gonna start first. You know,
okay.
I'm gonna.
Okay. Hey, I'm all about guy. I'm all about pressure, man.
Look,
I'm all
hey,
about
there ain't
pressure.
No pressure. Look, honestly, like I'm really gonna give it a four or five. And the reason why I say that is
which
because
one? Four or five.
You know what? I'm not being biased because he's here. I'm going to have to give it a 5. And the reason why I say that... No, like, real shit. And the reason why I said it is because it was I was really feeling the singing, you know, with the verse. And then all of a sudden, he started rapping. And the thing that stood out to me was he was like... You know, I stand out like the third dimension. I said, "Oh, okay, okay, okay. I see you. I see you." Nice. So yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to give that a 5. I really like that song.
Thank you. Thank you.
Going with a 5.
What you got next?
DJ. Yep, that's her. Let's go.
I love the song as well. I love the mixture of rapping and the singing. I loved her voice. I loved all of it. I'm in my bag. Like, I like that.
Crazy soul on that.
So what'd you rate it?
I'm not
going to
a 5.
Thank you. I'll tell you that for sure. Ooh,
we got 2 5s. Back to
two
back
5s. Blessing.
Okay, okay, okay. KB, you go next.
Nah.
We got to see what the boss man say, man.
I'm going to throw 3 5s in a row. I'm going to go 3 5. I'm going to go 5.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah. Five.
Like,
I'm
going to go 5.
It was a real good song.
I like it, man. Just this had the soul to it. You know what I'm saying? The singing. Like she was saying, she pointed out the bars in it, man.
Yeah.
Much appreciated.
It had a little bit of everything, man. It was smooth. Again, my only complaint was it's too short.
Yeah. So you give it a 5 because it's too short?
No, I mean, I give it a 5 because it's fucking magnificent. What are you talking about?
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
What are you thinking, bro?
I give it a 4.
Thank you.
I think it was tight. I like his shoes, too. I really like his shoes.
Those are live as hell. Which ones are those Air Maxes?
Hey, I really like his shoes.
Hey, man, appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I even got followers telling me, like, he's nice. Like, we digging his voice. Hey, man, and he's smooth.
No. See, they ain't there, so they don't.
This is a J-Soldier love fest today.
Hey, man, no way. I'm going to take it how it come. You feel me? I'm going to take it how it come. I'm humble.
It was tight, though. I thought it was pretty dope, though.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that.
We also let the artists rate their own songs as well. So what do you rate your own joint right
now? I'm gonna go with my man's right here. I'm gonna give it a 4. And the only reason why I give it a 4 is because I'm big on cohesiveness, like on a project, you know. And the reason why the track is short is if you listen to the entire body of work, it's everything coincides with one another. It fits right in the thickness of the entire project. So while it may be, you know, a 4 hearing it here, it's a 5 when you hear it with everything else around it. You know what I mean? So I give it a 4. I feel like it's a strong joint, radio joint. It's not my favorite song on the album, but it's what my team and I are pushing radio wise out of the entire body of work.
That's tight. That's tight.
I definitely like that, man. I can appreciate that appeal that you have with that, man. Definitely. Guys, all right, so let's jump in a little bit of music news right now. Y'all know Blueface? Y'all know Blueface?
Don't you know Blueface?
That's
down
song with
Radio.
Oh,
that's
just stupid, dog. That song is fucking
He raps
ridiculous.
Off beat, but it's kind of like, I don't even know. Like, it's cool, kind of. Like, I'm like,
bro, I
okay.
hope they do not have a wave of offbeat-ass rappers, bro. That shit's
going
to fuck the
right?
game up.
Like, I mean, it's kind of,
it's thing. You see these guys that kind of have this rise where they just... You know what I'm saying? They're not even being really known necessarily for the music, but then, you know, they'll have one or two of these hits where it's just like, damn, I'm jammed to this. I hate myself for liking this right now.
I like Blueface.
Yeah.
For real? I got to listen. Bro, do he have, like, better shit?
I think the thing that I like about Blueface is he remind me a lot of E-40. You know what I'm saying? And E-40 is, like, you know, like a lot of my homies from the West Coast. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that the way that he's rapping is not uncommon in that section. You know what I'm saying?
So when I
listen to him, I'm like, damn, that sounds like some... If you go back and listen to E-40's old records, man, that sounds very similar.
Okay.
Very 100%.
He's a pioneer
very
that 100% offbeat,
like
crazy,
that.
Just
yeah, that's
off
it.
The
it's just flow. The... It's just the... I think that's just they type of shit, you know what I mean? In California, and I think, like, him being, like I know it being as an old school thing, so, like, him being who he is, I feel like they just putting, like, a more modern face to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like
more,
I ain't
back,
look at it like
yeah.
that. I look at it like some niggas just rapping some weird
the
niggas. But I'm glad you broke it down.
I like the Tatiana joint because that's definitely a song with some club appeal and club bangers. You know, as a DJ,
sure.
I look out for those kind of tracks.
For sure,
So there's footage of him going around right now. He basically just had a Breakfast Club interview where they asked him about his label situation and if he knew... You know, what his label situation was exactly. The only response that he gave was basically he signed to Cash Money West under the Game's old manager, WAC 100. Cash Money West is, let me make sure to check my notes so I get this right. So Cash Money West is under the Cash Money umbrella, which is under Birdman, which is already shady as fuck as it is. I'm just going to go ahead and say that right there. Distributed by Republic Records, which is also under Universal Music Group. So that's like four different labels. Mm. Now, Blueface couldn't exactly break it down like that. Not that it's necessarily the worst thing in the world, but also you should definitely know what your label situation is, right?
Stayed independent.
I think me, you know, from the outside looking in, face value of it, it looks bad. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they trying to down them. You know what I mean? Dumb them down. You know what I'm saying? I've watched a lot of Blueface interviews, and you know I like to dive into rappers that people, you know, feel odd about. You know what I mean? Because I want to understand, like, why are people liking them? You know what I mean? And if there's a more in-depth meaning to why they market the way that they market. And I feel like with Blueface, I think like the him not knowing that, I see where that could be a problem. Yeah. But then you got to also take into consideration the nigga just signed a deal probably like 8 months ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, and as far as to his knowledge and with everything going so fucking fast, all he been dealing with is Whack 100. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I wouldn't, me personally, taking that in consideration, I cut him slack on that shit. Yeah. But hell yeah, you got to know, you know, if you feel like you want to elevate your grind or elevate your boss, you know what I'm saying? Like, your status, hell yeah, you got to know.
Well, I think it is a precarious position because I don't think anybody goes through that twice. You know what I'm saying? Nobody has gone through that before to where they just blow up immediately and they just know how to handle everything right off the bat. You know
100%.
What I mean? So I think it's just a tough situation, but it definitely is a little illuminating into kind of how things work and, you know, how what kind of people are driving what kind of things that are happening out there. So,
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
When did you hear about Blueface?
I heard about Blueface through the internet, like, I say probably like 3-4 months ago.
Okay. Let me just rephrase that question. When you hear about a new artist, do you immediately go do some research on them, like their background? Because I only heard that song, and I seen a World Star video, a girl getting on the elevator doing like a Tatiana challenge. And I heard the song, and I was like, this shit sounds stupid.
Right.
Then I was on XM today driving home, then I heard this shit, and I was like, this shit is whack. Like,
right.
In my mind, I'm like, that shit sucks. And now it suck, because now I got to respect this nigga, because you like, yo, it's because of this and this and this. I'm like, dog, fuck. Like,
in a week, he's going to be busting and talking about bust down Tatiana.
Well, I probably will. Because he just broke it down to me. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, from a consumer aspect, I mean, 100%. I do music, and I don't really care about people's
facts,
backgrounds and shit.
That's 100%.
I'm just coming from a consumer standpoint. Facts. But as an entertainer, an artist, and stuff like that, do you go and do like background and like look at like somebody's grind or like how they came out and everything like that? Because you know a lot about this dude. Definitely. I just heard about the nigga today.
I mean, I'm a hip hop head. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, I'm into anything. Hip hop. I mean, anything about the market. I mean, I feel like that's the only way that I can perfect who I am as an artist is if I know what's happening and what's, you know, how these guys are creating these overnight infrastructures in rap. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because, I heard about him 4 months ago.
Yeah.
The reason why I know a lot about him is because I couldn't stop hearing about him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's one thing to have a motherfucker hit your radar one time and then you like, yeah, whatever. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Because I said the same thing. I was like, all right, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bust down, whatever, nigga. Yeah. That shit going to be dead and gone. But then when you see that it's constant everywhere and it's repetitive and everybody is fucking hip to it and everybody's doing challenges, that entices me to figure out, okay, let me see what this guy's brand is all about.
Okay, one more question.
I think we're gonna throw it to the song right now.
The Tatiana song?
No, we're not gonna throw it.
Let me just ask one quick question.
All right, make it quick, because we gotta go.
Let me get
song.
Like three resources that you kind of dig into hip hop. Is Worldstar one of them?
No,
you going World? Okay, so give me three resources.
Worldstar's old, bro.
That's all I know. I go look at the fights and the Worldstar Instagram compilations. That's it.
I would say. Cliche YouTube.
Cliche
YouTube.
You know
what
YouTube?
I mean? Like, go to YouTube 100%. Instagram, 100%, you know, directly to the artist, you know.
No, like, I'm talking about how do you, like, let's say you just wake up and, like, I just want to dig into some hip-hop today. Let me just find something new.
I mean, it's Instagram. Like oh, I Instagram? Say, very okay. cliche shit. Like, got you. Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, yeah. like, literally that. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, the people dictate what's going on.
Got you.
You know
okay.
what I'm saying? So, it's like, if everybody else is talking about it, then I'm enticed to see what the fuck people talking about. Got you. You know what I okay. mean? That's how I kind
of
approach it.
I just know okay. there was, like, one week where... Or like a series of like a couple of days where I just kept seeing Blueface articles pop up on different blogs yeah. and different things where I'm like, fuck, this dude is everywhere right now. And that just kind of goes back to right. what you were saying, man. It draws that interest and you're like, fuck, I have to fucking see what's up now. I have Facts. To see what's going on, especially if you're one of those positions where you have to try and be ahead of the trend.
And people got to think nowadays, social media is a big outlook for a lot of artists that, you know, artists didn't have years ago.
Facts.
You know, that's the number one place that people are going to look towards to and, you know, reach out like, okay, let me find out who this person really is.
Oh, people getting deals off going viral. That's for damn sure.
For so, damn sure.
Yeah, somebody who's not using those tactics, man. Somebody who's about that real hip-hop shit. My man, Geroid, straight out of Houston, another Heat Check veteran. He's got a new joint. This joint is called Legends Never Die on the Heat Check. Yep, that's her. Hit me.
You tell me you love me, baby, I ain't got the time. I rip right past the surface, but I swear I'm doing fine. Swear you had my heart, I would've given you my life. But I'm finally on my way and you know legends never die. Said I'm finally on my way and you know legends never die. Said I'm finally on my way and you know. I need a kickback in my head, rap with so many questions like, yo, how they make that? I need a face of facts, man, I'm not as young as I was. Is that thrill gone? How you seen songs like you in love, but your heart broken? A running joke with my team, though, you can't find love when you want so man. Had to cut it, hit the bank, and then we broke the budget. I'm like, fuck it, man, I never trust them. Head rushing, then we get to busting. High tower, hit my phone, catching flights, early morn. My ex-girl look like Mona Lisa, with a stale face, she see we on. I don't want it, I don't need it. I write the message and then delete it. The feeling fleeting, the city beating. Ride this wave until I'm undefeated. I stay blunted, I stay weeded. Forming habits, trying to bend the season. Summer creeping like TLC. 94, she don't need a reason. Crazy thing, you could've been the one. Scared of change, baby, show me something. What a shame, could've gave you loving. Made a lane, they won't see me coming. Damn, now we flipping them dollars. Counting these hundreds, a moment of silence. Take a trip to the island. The spread of love and it's all about timing, yeah.
So you tell me you love me, baby, I ain't got the time. I rip right past the surface, but I swear I'm doing fine. Swear you had my heart, I would've given you my life. But I'm finally on my way and you know legends never die. Damn. Finally on my way and you know legends never die. Said I'm finally on my way and you know.
Shout out to Greg Scott, I know how to move in the room for the vultures. Niggas is mascots, since they came in they playing, now we taking over. Ain't for the headshot, I'm liable to come with the hits. While I get started with this, they say that I'm back like I left. It's all about money, the power, respect, I need a distress now. At the award show in my latest fashion, or I killed the set, yeah homie thanks for asking. Gotta interject cause you feel that passion, yeah. Tatiana, girl, I need more water. Flashing lights, but I would never fall. This is my game on point like I'm James Harden, yo. Just stick around, you see a different side of me. And it's B.O.G. until I'm in the ground, you know they gon' ride for me. I'm trying to work the rain and leave a timeless legacy. So don't hit my line, I ain't got the time. I wonder why you stressing me, why? You know they gon' love it, my new thing keep fussing. No time for no cuffing, they won't catch me bluffing. Enough for discussion, I see why they love it. My life like a movie, live life on a summit. Look how we run it, they can't tell me nothing. Just keep it 100, I hit the ground running. They won't see us coming, we back with the flame. Just look how we done it, damn.
So you tell me you love me, baby, I ain't got the time. I rip right past the surface, but I swear I'm doing fine. Swear you had my heart, I would've given you my life. But I'm finally on my way, and you know legends never die, damn. Said I'm finally on my way, and you know legends never die. Said I'm finally on my way, and you know.
No.
Heat Check Radio. Back up in the building. That right there was Droid with Legends Never Die. Indeed, Legends Never Die, my man. Check him out on Twitter at YaBoyDroid. That's B-O-Y, Droid, D-R-O-I-D. Shout out to Droid, man. Houston, Texas, real heavy up in the building. We're going to go ahead and rate that right there. I'm going to give it a 3. Shout out to Droid. You mix a little bit of little singing in there at the beginning. Like, you know what I'm saying? Went kind of hard with the rapping. I could tell it came from a very deep and personal place, so I can definitely appreciate that, man. I'm going to give you a 3, Droid. Bree, what you thinking?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say the same thing. I'm going to give it a 3. I mean, I was feeling the song, but I felt like it could have been a little bit better, you know, with the rapping. But, I got to give it a 3.
Okay. KB, what you thinking?
I give it a I give that shit like a 2. I don't really like that song.
Nah, weren't feeling it?
Nah, I ain't feeling it. I need to see more Droid around town and shit. Like, I don't really see much of him. Do y'all still see him? I mean, I used to see him all the time. I used to see his representatives and people pushing him and shit like that often, but I haven't seen him lately.
I mean, he drops good amounts of content here and there. I don't see him out and about like that, man. But he's definitely somebody who's
I'm rating
out there
it on
working.
Artistry. I know like if this was like maybe a year ago, I probably would get that shit like a 4, but I'm rating him more artistry. The song was aight, but I know he got better shit. I've heard way better shit. That shit is way too chill. Like, I'm over here on my phone looking at gossip right now. Okay. That shit was way too chill for me.
Okay. So, Jay Soldier.
Initially, when I was first listening to it, I was like, fuck, man, I want to get this song a 5. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I was, like, sonically, you know, we on the radio, so I'm, like, basing on radio's infrastructure with the content. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to give it a 5, but once I got more into it, you know, I was hoping for more transitions. I was hoping for more texture to the content. Yeah. You know, I was hoping for more originality. You know what I mean? So I ended it with a 3. I gave it a 3.
Okay. Yep, that's her.
Yeah, I give him a 3 as well. The song was pretty good. On the, it did sound like a mixture of Drake and Big Sean. Yeah. Like we mentioned that. So that's
for sure.
It definitely lacks a little, you know, originality. But the song was pretty good. So he got a 3 from me.
Where are you playing that record? Yep, that's her.
That's like a real chill, you know what I'm saying, type of vibe. So I would, you know, play it at like Scratch House or something like that. Like, they'll be down for that. That's where the potheads are. They just want to relax.
Okay. All right. Speaking of where the potheads are.
She ain't lying, though.
I got events going on this weekend, people. I got shit going on. Catch me in the mix because I do DJ. I do DJ shit when I'm not here hosting and, you know, just annoying KB generally. I'm in the mix at Thirsty Turtle going back to back. That means tonight and Friday night I'm there in the mix 10 to 2 a.m. spinning hot shit. Tonight is Throwback Thursday, so I'm going to be spinning a lot of throwback hip-hop, a lot of old-school shit, a lot of funk, a lot of soul. Tomorrow is Vibes Friday, so it's going to be a lot of hip-hop, whole lot of Latino shit. You know what it is, baby. Fridays, we get down. We get a little bilingual and a little crazy. You know what I'm saying? Also, Saturday, Barbarella's. I'm going to be in the mix with U Love I, the legend, of course, U Love I. You know he got stabbed with a samurai sword one time and still made it to a gig? Do y'all know that?
Savage.
That's dedication.
I just like Savage. To tell that story every chance I get because I'm like, this motherfucker is crazy. Shout out to U Love I, man. I'm looking forward to that. Catch me at Barbarella's. That is off of Red River between 6th and 7th. That's Saturday night. Make sure to pull up. Sunday is the Super Bowl.
Hey, y'all already know what's going down. What's Sunday, Patriots versus Rams.
What's up?
All right, y'all. So February 3rd, make sure y'all be at Darben off of Anderson Mill. We're going to have $5 Hennessy shots, Ciroc, Dollar Mimosas. We're going to have barbecue, open kitchen. We're going to have DJ Concept in the mix. We're going to have King Josh on the mic. You know, I got to give a shout out to DJ Concept, Darban Hookah Lounge, King Josh, Game Time ENT, ATX Barber Collective. We're all going to be there. Make sure y'all bring out people. Make sure y'all show out.
Y'all
come on.
Rolling deep.
Okay. That's y'all already know.
Lord, y'all doing it big. Okay. Darban Hookah Lounge. Okay. Where's that?
So it's right off of Anderson Mill. I believe it's 9112 Anderson Mill Road. It's right next to the storage unit. I'm trying to think of the name of it. I can't think.
Bet money. But, well, tell you what. Tell these good people where they can find you on social media because
yes,
I'm sure you'll be
you
posting about it.
You guys can
right?
follow me on TheRealBree_93. You guys can also follow my other social media page, GameTimeENTATX. We will be hosting it as well with Darban along with DJ Concept and King Josh. So make sure y'all bring y'all's people out and we ready to show out on Sunday because we about to be lit.
Oh, yes.
Turn up.
We about to do the damn thing. You had me at
mimosas.
Yes, dollar mimosas.
Is that what's going down? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's go.
Okay, so again, going back to events. Speaking of events, we talked about my man Jay Soldier in the building, of course, with the legendary, now legendary Smokeout series.
Yeah.
Bunch of sold out shows, man.
Thank you.
What is next?
right now, I'm actually in process of developing a hip hop show. So I'm creating an interactive hip hop show, producing and as well hosting an interactive hip hop show that'll be streamed on Twitch through a verified Twitch channel that I collaborated with out here in Austin called Safe House. And, you know, we will be airing our first streaming run February 20th with my co-host Mama Duke. And and it's pretty much, you know, it's pretty much going to be us giving an opportunity, another platform for the city to be able to get introduced to what I believe is going to be the future of experiencing your favorite artist. And that's definitely through live stream and, you know, any type of broadcast situation, I believe is going to be the future of, you know, enjoying your, you know, any kind of event that you can't physically be able to attend. You know what I mean? And we want to make it interactive. We want to make it fun. If you ever had, if you're not familiar with Twitch, if you're listening, Twitch is a platform normally used to stream people who do game reviews or play video games. And we're about to get ready to bring a brand new market to Twitch with this hip hop channel. So I'm super stoked and excited about that.
Very dope. Very dope. Looking forward to that, man. When can we be on the lookout for that?
February 20th. Make sure you guys follow on Instagram at SafeHouseATX. Every Wednesday, you can actually pull up over there to the coffee shop across the street from the Music Lab on St. Elmo, and you can check out the Safe House streams live inside of the coffee shop. Super dope, man. Super, it's next level, man, and it's such a good time, and I think it's an experience I think the artists are going to be super excited to be able to have in their resume.
Very live, man. I like Safe House and everything they got going on. I've had the chance to participate in one or two things that they've had going on over Dope. There. And always good work with those people over there, man.
100%.
So definitely hyped to hear about that. We're going to jump in a little bit more music right now. This next joint we got is from a lady. Shout out to the ladies. Desiree McKinney, straight out of H-Town with Reflection on the Heat Check. Let's get it.
Design philosophy unwind. I like to watch myself dirty wine. In 1 second, your dance is mine. Your dance is mine. Cake candles and bomb shakes.
Bombs over Baghdad.
You away.
She and I are not the same.
The smoke fizzles and I'm still here. Hey.
Bring one, I dip. Wine in the mirror. Ready in the mirror. Dip, wine, wine. Wine in my reflection. Dip, wine, wine. Wine in my reflection. Heels pop. Gleam when I dip. Wine in the mirror. Ready in the mirror. Dip, wine, wine. Wine in my reflection. Dip, wine, wine. Wine in my reflection.
Feminine treble to the bass snare and brown skin. Looking like a steak and baked potato. Ain't no snacks here. Next break when I'm passing, might curb you with a fake accent. Eclectic, gifted missiles, holistic, elixirs blasting. Dialect, incision, therapeutic, mystic, plastic. And they mamas like me too. Bought them chicken heads with classy. Taking face, my spine can't break it. Line, I claim no baggage. Snakes on the plane and on the ground, charming like they tripped on acid.
I don't apologize for who I am. I am a vine God birth. I grow from him. I grow from him. I grow from him. I grow from him.
sip wine in the mirror. Ready in the mirror. Dip wine, wine. Wine in my reflection. Dip wine, wine. Wine in my reflection. Heels pop. Blame when I do. Wine in the mirror. Ready in the mirror. Dip wine, wine. Wine in my reflection. Dip wine, wine. Wine in my reflection. Heels pop. Blame when I dip. Wine in the mirror. Ready in the mirror. Dip wine, wine. Wine in my reflection. Dip wine, wine. Wine in my reflection.
Check Radio. Ladies, representing strong in the building. That right there was Desiree McKinney with Reflection on the Heat Check. Brianna, stop. Stop it right now. You're distracting me. All right, man. If you want to be featured and rated just like we are about to do with my homegirl Desiree's song, make sure to go ahead and submit at WBMProRadio.com. You can also find all of our information, all of our past shows available for streaming anytime on WBMProRadio.com. Artists, make sure to hit the submit button, get all your information through so KB can go through that information and do all the stuff that I don't want to do because I ain't trying to do all that shit. So yeah, that's what it is. Make sure to hit that up. Let's rate that. Desiree, I'm going to give you a 3 and add you to my sex playlist immediately.
I wonder what she looked like. She sound cute.
KB, you can go next.
I got to see what she looked like. Can somebody else go first?
Is that what the rating is based off of?
Yeah. This song was...
That's superficial, man.
I thought that song was trash. Yeah. I give it like a 2. I think she tried really too hard to have that jazzy, neo-soulish type of sound, but it wasn't for real. I think she should have recorded that shit here. No, I'm just playing. No, I give it a 3. I thought it was tight. I thought it was decent.
Yeah.
I feel like she got something better, though.
Okay.
I want to hear a ballad. Send a ballad. I want to hear your vocal talent.
I am a little intrigued. It does make me want to hear more.
Yeah, it does. It does. So I give that a 3.
Brianna, contain yourself. Control yourself.
Brianna, but
get it together.
Look, I mean, it's just like you say, you're going to add it to your sex playlist. I mean, it's definitely a bump and grind song, but I hate to say it, I got to get out of 2.
You're going to get the some cutty tonight.
The only thing I liked was like heels pop, lean when I dip, but that was the only thing that was catchy about that song. Like, I don't know. I feel like she could have did a better job, you know, choosing, you know, the background music to it. It just... I wasn't really feeling it. I mean, it's definitely a bump and grind song for sure, but I wasn't feeling it at all.
Okay.
She kind of cute, though, a little bit. She looked like the lady off of...
You really looked her up, though.
Nah, she looked like the... Bro. No,
so
she
it's a
like,
4 is what you're saying.
Nah, y'all know on the Friday where the landlord was like, tell your fine ass daddy. I said, That's what she looked like.
Yo, but you, nah, are but, out of, you are out of
bro,
pocket,
don't
sir.
She look like her?
You are out of pocket,
don't
sir.
She look like her, Manny? He's not the mean
pull
one.
His cord. Don't look like pull her. That man's cord right now.
But nah, but
Jay Soldier, right. What did you think of the track?
Bro, but she looks cute.
Stop it right now. You stop that right now. Stop it.
Don't she look cute?
Okay, I like that. That's a cute pick.
Yeah.
Bro,
I definitely give her a 4. I give her a 4.
I was on a bathroom break during the time, so I don't want to unfairly rule it. Only caught the beginning and the end.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't want to give an unfair rating.
You want to look at her Instagram?
Just give her a 5.
I'm good.
Just give
on
her
that.
5. Just give her a 5, man.
I'm not gonna.
We
I'm
have.
Not gonna, I'm not gonna give a 5. But you know, I don't want to give a rating at all.
Shout out to our late addition in the building, my man Confucius Jones.
Hello.
What's up, bro? What do you think of that song, real quick? Just do it, real quick, just fast.
I'm like Jeff told you, I got here kind of late. It sounded okay. I mean,
okay.
I don't know if I put it on my sex playlist. But
nah, not on the sex playlist.
My sex playlist has a lot of ratchet shit on.
I feel like that might work at the strip club, though. No.
She going up and down that pole one time.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Confucius. I'm glad that you're in the building today. I'm glad that you can make it even for a little bit today, Confucius, because we have some news to share with these good folks.
Yeah, I just had to come by, you know, check out check on, you know, y'all. See, check out Jay Soldier, you know, all the things he's doing for the city. Gracias. Had to come through, man. Come see. Oh, yeah, we do have an announcement. Yeah, that too.
Yeah, don't forget that. Don't forget that, man. You coined it, man. So I want you to tell these people what we got going on.
Oh yeah, so me and Manny Mo are doing an event at Lit Lounge. We are DJing together.
Yeah.
As the Crazy 88. If anybody's seen Kill Bill,
Heat.
They were the assassins. They were Lucy Liu's assassins in that movie.
Johnny Mo.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, but yeah.
Johnny Mo, no. I haven't even seen the movie. I just read up the biography. I was like, all right, let me do my research.
You need to watch Kill Bill,
let me
man.
Try. All right, man, I'm going to watch Kill Bill, but also we're going to have, this is not only going to be us just DJing, also we're going to have these movies going on the projector at the club as well, man. We're going to have some classic flicks on at the club.
Yeah, man, I'm...
To get drunk to.
I'm fucking excited. This is amazing. I'm glad to be able to do it with my brother Manny. It's going to be fun. I think it's 2 days after we do Love Lockdown, right? Yeah, Love Lockdown, so yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's right. So, yeah, we try to get packed, get drunk.
Right after Love Lockdown, as my man Fresh of the Breaks in the building just said, it is a couple days after your birthday,
yes,
too,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, it'll be February 17th. My birthday is February 20th. Come out, get drunk with me. I am turning the big 3-0. So, yeah, it's going down.
That's going to happen. That's Oh, that's absolutely going to happen, my man.
Like that person.
Yo, so looking forward to that.
Fresh is the IG model when it comes to birthday. I'm celebrating my birthday.
So the Crazy 88, y'all make sure to be on the lookout for that. That's February 17th at Lit Lounge. That's going to be from 6 to 10 p.m. on a Sunday. So you can go ahead and get to bed early or whatever. You got school or whatever the next day.
You ain't got no damn excuse.
That's right, man. Drink specials. Good shit going on all night. Me and my man Confucius Jones in the mix. All right, let's go ahead and jump in a little bit more music before we run out of time here, guys. Another one from my man Jay Soulja. This right here is called Light Up on the Heat Check. Let's run it.
Soulja. It's a vibe, nigga. I'm high off the energy. Look. Yeah, so gifted, nigga, I'm on a mission. Tryna travel big and never pick up my pivot. Something's fucking with me, this probably scared to admit it. Vision tunnel with it, my mind is on going get it. Yeah, work the wrist a couple tunnel, bitch, I never fumble, no. I just run the game, you know a nigga never stumble, no. I'ma do it big, I put that shit up on my youngest one. Bitch, we kept you jumping like you out here doing double dutch. Fuck with us, know the neighborhood gonna fuck with us. Try to double up and I ain't talking double cup. All my dogs is off a leash and I ain't about to muzzle them. If they fuck with me, they fuck with everything that come with them. Oh God.
If they fuck with me, they fuck with everything that come with them. Oh God.
Check Radio, Jay, motherfucking Soulja, man. Just
man,
bringing
thank y'all.
Bringing the heat over here today, man. That joint right there was called Light Up. That is the short track that I was referring to earlier.
It is.
Look at me doing my job well.
Great job.
Yeah, man. Again, Light Up off of his latest project, Ill Season. Where can we find that, by the way?
Ill Season is on all major streaming platforms: Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, www.officialjsoulja.com as well. And it's also on YouTube.
Already, man. Good to know we can find your stuff in multiple places, bro. You're easily 100%. Accessible.
Appreciate that.
That seems like a major key for the whole Jay Soulja camp right there.
Super important. Super important.
Being very easy to find. Real quick, man, what's the biggest goal that you accomplished this year? Goal that you've accomplished this year so far?
Man, this year... 2019.
Yeah, have you accomplished
smoke
something?
Out three. God damn it!
It looked crazy.
That shit was so fucking. That was a defining moment for not my career, but for Austin. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I think that shit was so important because of you know, the impact that it had on the people. You know, if it was a very family reunion, like, you know, for the city, you know, people from different parts of Austin that were able to come together under one roof and not to party, but to come and accept some hip hop, you know. And I feel like that's such an uncommon thing, and not in the hip hop community, but in the black community, you know, to have, you know, to have that kind of camaraderie and come togetherness on something like that. It was super huge, you know what I mean? So, you know, for this year, as far as 2019, man, that shit was the most impactful thing so far, you know. But, you know, to kind of backspin off of that, to kind of give you a more validated answer, I'd say the most impactful thing that is, you know, taking everything up north for me was the endorsement deal that I got from Swisher Sweets. And that was so huge, because that it was symbolic for me, because, you know, I was able to get that endorsement deal without having 10,000 followers or without having all that cliche shit people think that they need to tap into the industry. You know, my team and I was able to get that endorsement deal, you know, off of the strength of our music, off of the strength of our brand, and, you know, being clever, being outside of the box with our thinking. And, you know, that really helped me know that, yo, that I have a place in this market musically. So I think that was one of the most impactful moves for my team, for Life Forever and myself, was to get that endorsement deal.
So how did that exactly come about, that endorsement deal?
Definitely. So what was crazy is that at the beginning of 2017, my team and I had an idea of how we were going to – we wanted to be independent the entire time. Like, we knew that's what we wanted to be. The success goal was to be 100% independent and have our own entire foundation. And, you know, so our objective was to have partnerships. So what was funny is that our first partnership that we were looking to reach out to was Fresh Empire, which is a non-tobacco company. And we just knew they were doing things with the hip-hop market. So, you know, we put together a press kit of, you know, shows that I've done and, you know, the things that I've done over the course of time throughout my career. We kind of made a brief compilation, a little three question segment interview about how I can impact the brand and what I feel like the brand can do for me. And shit, we fished that shit, you know. And Swisher was one of the first companies that hit us back in like a week, but they weren't exactly interested in booking anything in Austin. So we totally diminished Swisher Sweets out of our mind come 2018, when we actually started pushing out the plans to get one of these partnerships. So Swisher was like, yo, you know, we're not looking in the Austin market, we appreciate it, but still sign up for our grant opportunities and all of that shit. So I was just like, you know, whatever, you know what I mean? They're not gonna hit us back, you know what I mean? And fast forward, I'm thinking I'm finna get I'm about to sign with Tommy Boy, which is a record label out of New York, legendary record label, signed Queen Latifah, Naughty by Nature, and they were interested in signing me at one point, and that never fell through. So I was kind of like in this rut, and I was just like, you know what, fuck everything, I'm finna quit my job. You know, at the time I was raising my son. At the time, rest in peace to my son. My son died 10 months. You know what I mean? But I was raising my son at the time. I was a janitor. You know what I mean? And I quit my job as a janitor. Like, fuck that, I'm finna just jump off the limb and try to provide for my son and do my thing with this music world. And like, literally dead ass, the next day I got a letter in the mail from Swisher. Like, yo, we finna fly you and your whole team to LA. Like, you won the shit. And from there, it's been up ever since.
It's incredible, man. Turn tragedy to triumph.
No, on God. On God.
Damn, man. That's an inspiring story right there, Josh.
Appreciate that.
I'm definitely excited to hear more about you and your movement, bro. We're going to jump into a little bit more music and wrap this joint up with a nice bow.
Facts.
Somebody who's been getting a lot of press lately, shout out to Big Draco, Soulja Boy himself. He's got a new joint with Lil Mosey and my man Suave, Heat Check veteran. Doing things out in LA. This joint right here is called Last Supper. Let's get it.
You gotta motherfucking feel this shit, boy.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Man.
Swap.
15 seconds of fame. Over the 15 seconds of rain. Maybe a diamond is shining the rain. Open the gap, don't remember the strain. Run up a bag, I remember the pain. Take it back every day, I used to train. I was there, bro, used to rock a fake chain. Now every day we hop on the plane. Get a few shots and I reckon like 80. Say that shit up and just want to get rainy. Just got a property somewhere in Katy. Mama said stop it, this gun on no safety. Be so bad, my give her a baby. This is what happened, you hit on the daily. I heard the love, he been talking about lady. Spoken the dream, but the one is the great. It's your side, nigga. Had to shoot that nigga with time, yeah. And it's all black, team my spinning. Straight so cold, straight to win it. Got two bad hoes, fuck em, yeah. Shooting the 12 on my duck, yeah. Little nigga hate shit, fuck em. Are you hurting like it's a last up? Yeah, and I'm dripping like water. Yeah, bounce back and I'm fucking retarded. Yeah, 20 shows, I don't know, I'm not dumb. Yeah, 50 bands, I'ma out of my sight. Yeah, chicks for kids. I throw that money up just for the bitch. That little stupid little bitch booty bass. I hit that bitch in the back of my crib. Sometimes, yeah, my life feel like famous. These niggas talking, they know that I'm making. Shoot, jumping, it's raining. These niggas talking, they different my pain. Yeah, young nigga, eat your motherfucking plate. Hopping a Gotti and now in a race. Whipping the door right in front of your face. Calling my lawyer, I'm beating the case. I'm with your soldier, hopping a Rover. I thought I told you, we taking over. Whipping up bands, I'm whipping this over. Smoking on those, yeah. Smoke, post on my body, blah. I ask some shit around you. Bust some new money around. When my touch drop it, don't make a sound. No. Digging wood, and I want it off a bean. So I got a Glock and a whole chop of green bean. Big kids blew up like a bomb. Boom. Got the world in a bomb. I got some money, gave it to my mom. Yep. Then she went bought us a lawn. Hit the little bitch in the past like baton. I'm taking flights to Milan. Bad bitch, she bought him a con. Take that ass, put it on. Niggas gon' hate when they banging my song. I'm on the top, they can come. Back in high school, y'all didn't get along. Everything I did was wrong. Yeah, bitch gon' drop the lathon. Cut the diamonds on me prom. You don't want smoke, cause we smoking a strong. At first I didn't belong. No, you don't want smoke. Big Draco at your front, door with pose. Made the wrong move, shoot off your nose. Drop out the bell on my young nigga kicking your dope. I need some lean, pour up a four. Fucking your bitch, fucking your hoe. Yellow diamond chain, rainbow. I put the rap game in the figure four.
Seem to be having a little bit of trouble over here with my mic. So again, that was Soulja Boy featuring Lil Mosey and Suave with Last Supper. We're gonna go ahead and rate that joint really, really, really quick. 3 for my taste. Not gonna give you any more explanation on that. Go real quick.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to give it a 3 as well.
3 for me.
I'm gonna give that joint a 4. I rock with my nigga Big Draco and that joined a 4. I seen the music video, so that's why I'm giving it a 4. That joined 5.
I did like the video. I don't know where they must have shot that at Soldier's house. I think they shot that at Soldier's house. Yeah. All right, guys. Super Bowl weekend. Who y'all got? Real quick. I'm fucking rooting for the Rams because Tom Brady and Belichick are the evil fucking empire. fuck the Patriots, dog.
Are we going in a circle or does it matter?
You go next.
Oh, Tom Brady.
Oh, you're going with Tom Brady?
Tom Brady.
He's not even saying anything.
Is there anything else that we got?
He's just rooting for the legacy.
Tom Brady.
I said Jay Soldier had the best album of Austin Hip Hop last year, but I might change my answer.
That's hurtful.
He's destroyed my
Tom Brady.
That doesn't seem personal at all.
Tom Brady. I'm sorry.
This is an educated decision.
Hey, man. Yeah, hey. Tom Brady, man. I just gotta go with experience, man.
Fuck Tom Brady.
Hey, fuck him, but he's great.
He's the fucking GOAT.
I'm gonna say right now, so it's pretty obvious who I'm going for.
Yeah.
The Philadelphia Eagles. Always. I don't care if we're in it or not.
Take that man's mic.
Every year.
Take that man's microphone away.
I don't give a damn if we're in it or not.
Take that mic away from that man. all right. Thank y'all so much to everybody who tuned in today. Make sure to follow us at WBMProRadio.com. I am Manny Mo. Make sure to follow DJ Yup That's Her. Yup That's Her, what's your handle?
Hey, follow me at DJ YUPPTHTS _HER. DJ, yep, that's her. That's me on Instagram.
Super complicated. Nobody's going to follow. I'm not going to lie. But we tag you in everything, though. We will tag you.
They tag me, y'all. Y'all going to find me somewhere.
Oh, man. Brianna, let them know how to find you and your lovely voice.
Y'all already know where to find me on Instagram, TheRealBree_93. Y'all make sure y'all hit me up, like my page.
Ready. And one last time, big shout out to our special guest, my man Jay Soldier.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. One last time, bro. Let these people know how to find you.
Hey, man. Make sure y'all hit me up, www.officialjsoldier.com. And make sure you follow me at Official Jay Soldier. Official J-S-O-U-L-J-A. That is on Instagram and on Twitter. All across the board, Official Jay Soldier. Rock with me.
Yay, yay. Appreciate you coming through today, bro.
Appreciate y'all, man. Dope show. I appreciate y'all so fucking much. Shout out Black Marigold, man. Shout out everybody in this motherfucking room, man. It's lit.
ATX shit, baby. We always going to show some love up in here. Shout out to my man, Jay Soldier. Shout out to also the breaks in the building. My man, Confucius Jones and Fresh. Pulling up late. Better late than never, baby. Better late than never. That's what I always say. Shout out to my guys. This last joint is an artist out of H-Town. Oh no! What you doing? What you doing? What you doing? Yup, that's her. I love these fresh, brand new DJs because they're always prepared. Well, that just gives us a chance to talk about one more time. Again, the Crazy 88, February 17th at Lit Lounge. Also, Black Marigold's or WBM Pro South by Southwest Showcase.
Oh, BlackMarigold.com/South by Southwest.
Yeah, man, we do events. We do shit, right?
I like when my friends are busy.
Exactly. We always have to do shit. South by South Breaks.
South by South Breaks, which Jay Soldier is a part of.
You in there too? Bro, it's a gang thing, bro. That shit. Bro, we going
to get to that top together.
We going to turn it to the smoke out of that bitch.
Oh, man. Man. I'm working on some special guests, so, you know, we'll see what we get in there.
We going to get it cracking. All right, we good, y'all? That's her? You're the best.
Yeah.
Again, man, this is my man Jay Vibes with Masterpiece. Make sure to catch up with us next Thursday. We out. Bye, bitch.
Feel my vibe. 6 beats. I'm so hot that I should come with a light and a buzzer like on Krispy Kreme. And my diamond so bright that the light is the light. All went and I bought them from a Disney queen. But all this flexing aside, I just came here to wreck like 2 cars on the interstate. I came to purge the game of you lame. Better hope that you found your way hidden place. Unfortunately, it won't matter. I'm breaking faces like angles. I gotta get to that bread, even if it's just a crumb like it's panko. I had a dream one day I'd be rich. I woke up and checked that right off the list. Flipping these houses, I live in the bank. My weed is so loud, I get noise complaints. Like a drunk nigga and his best friend. Backseat neighbors, they asking me to keep it down. And the list of the strains that I smoked in my life, well, I swear it's by long as the evening gown. Rap is another drug for me. In between that and weed, I don't think that I will ever quit. I battle any other junkie out there in this world that think he got a better fix. Once I find my lane in this race, it ain't no passing me. Once I'm geared for war with my pencil, I'm causing casualties. Want the rap games, Vanguard, then you ask for me. Rapping is an art form, right? But here's my masterpiece. Here's my masterpiece. Here's my masterpiece. Here's my masterpiece. Hold on. Let me ask my sweet. I'm going in like an orange jumpsuit. Handcuffs and rhyming in the commissary. I hear haters on the sideline talking like Corey Graves on commentary. Think about me instead of money, it's strange. I swear you boys do the funniest things. One thing I took away from the game, that shit won't make sense if you don't change. Rappers should look in the mirror. Stay so obsessed with that vanity. If you're throwing darts, better get out of dodge, or you might get rammed if you challenge me. I make them run like an engine. Smoke like a bad transmission. On weed, I'm blowing the band. Like two band geeks kissing. I should just live in the Louvre. All of my verses are portraits. Stick to my money like glue. I hug it tight as a corset. I spit just like museums. I got that flow that you can't touch. I paint my life on these easels. I use my soul as the paintbrush. Once I find my lane in this race, it ain't no passing me. Once I'm geared for war with my pen sword, I'm causing casualties. Want the rap games, Vanguard, then you ask for me. Rapping is an art form, right? But here's my masterpiece. Here's my masterpiece. Here's my masterpiece. Here's my masterpiece. Hold on. Let me ask my sweet.